You might think you shouldn't have to buy a book on love. Love is something effortless, natural, organic. You fall in love. You don't think your way into it. It's a spontaneous chemical reaction, not a calculated decision. And yet, here you are, listening to this book because you wanted to find love, and so far it hasn't worked out for you. Here's the truth. While love may be a natural instinct, dating isn't. We're not born knowing how to choose the right partner. And if we were, I wouldn't have a job. I'm a dating coach and matchmaker. I studied psychology at Harvard and have spent years researching human behavior and relationships. This work has led me to intentional love, my philosophy for creating healthy relationships. Intentional love asks you to view your love life as a series of choices rather than accidents. This book is about being informed and purposeful, in acknowledging your bad habits, adjusting your dating techniques, and approaching crucial relationship conversations. Great relationships are built, not discovered. A lasting relationship doesn't just happen. It's the accumulation of a series of decisions, including when to go out there, whom to date, how to end it with the wrong person, when to settle down with the right one, and everything in between. Make good decisions, and you'll propel yourself toward a great love story. Make bad ones, and you veer off course, doomed to repeat the same harmful patterns over and over. Spoiler alert, we're irrational. But often we don't understand why we make certain decisions, and that leads to mistakes. And those mistakes thwart our quest to find love. Behavioral science can help. Behavioral science is the study of how we make decisions. It offers a way to peel back the layers of our mind, peek inside, and see why we tend to make certain choices. Spoiler alert, we're irrational. We often make decisions that are not in our own best interest. This happens in all realms of life. It's why we say we want to save for retirement and then max out our credit cards on decorating our apartments. Or tell ourselves we'll exercise more, then use our treadmill as a clothing rack. No matter how often or how earnestly we set goals, we get in our own way. Fortunately, this irrationality isn't random. Our brains lead us astray in predictable ways. Behavioral scientists use that knowledge to help people change their behavior, with the goal of making them happier, healthier, and wealthier. In fact, for a while I took my knowledge of behavioral science and applied it at Google. I teamed up with behavioral science great Dan Ariely to run a group at Google called the Irrational Lab, a nod to his book, Predictably Irrational. And while I loved working with Dan and the Irrational Lab team, studying human behavior and running experiments, I had other concerns on my mind. I was single and in my early 20s. I was struggling with one of life's most essential and common questions. How do we find and sustain love? I've long been interested in studying dating, relationships, and sex.